Okay, well, at this time, would you please join me in welcoming Pastor Mike Wurtenberg for the Haftarah.
Welcome, Pastor.
Welcome, welcome. All right, shalom. Shabbat shalom. Yeah, let's get the hay going. The horses are hungry, so let's get the hay out. You may be seated. Welcome the live stream people. Glad you could join us today. This week's Torah portion is in begins in Isaiah 54, verse 11 through Isaiah. Oh, I'm sorry, Hop Torah, thank you. I think I'm in the habit of saying Torah. The Hop Torah. Isaiah 54, 11 through Isaiah 55, 5. And when I was studying it this past, actually, couple of weeks, and we're ringing. And then after coming Sunday evening, I noticed how these scriptures really tied into the restoration, the redemption of Israel. Those, how he, I don't know if they got it yet. It would just be Haftorah. Anyways, it's okay. It's all good. I'll just go back to the old PowerPoint called the scriptures.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Anyways, one of the things, like I said, as I was saying, I'm not sure. I'm still hearing a ringing. Somebody's going to have to adjust. I'm getting there. You doing okay?
Fantastic.
Cool. Glad you're well. Anyways, you know, when we're doing the Haftorah and we're studying the prophets, and we've been told over the years that the prophets in the quote-unquote Old Testament were there for warning and rebuke mainly, but never really exhorted anybody. And then those in the, thank you. Those in the New Testament, quote unquote, are there for encouraging and exhorting. And when you really read through the Haftorahs, they are encouraging if you understand the heart of Yahweh. Because he does always lift people up. He's never all just about rebuke and punishment. He does warn us, even in the Brit Hadashah, he warns us that, you know, get it together, basically. You know, just get it together, repent. If you need to repent, do it. Make it a, you know, it should be like a lifestyle sometimes. You know, quick to listen, quick to repent. Quick to forgive, those things. And then slow to judge. Maybe you shouldn't judge, but we're all human. Sometimes we do judge, we do point fingers, we do even in our hearts. Even though we may not say it, but in our hearts. But as I was going through this, I went on. I went beyond. Just, I didn't stop at verse 5 in Isaiah 55. And I read this. Seek out an eye while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. After he had, gone through a distortion, or a, what's the word I'm looking for? A discourse of, you know, encouraging Jerusalem, Zion, about how he's going to dress her up, if you will, and it kind of ties in with Revelation, these stones, the precious stones and all these jewels and these valuable things, how he's going to dress the city up. And it's to let us know that he values us. He does place a value on us. Even in the midst of our stupidness, he still loves us. He still values us. And he calls what is not as though it was. And he brings us to that place where we will seek him, because that's what he's saying. After he gives all this discourse of how I am going to prepare you, how I'm going to dress you, how you're going to look and nations will come to you, he tells us to seek him while he can be found, while he is near. And he goes, I got that verse, cool. He goes on to say, as he says this in verse 7 of chapter 55, let the wicked person abandon his way and the evil person his thoughts. Let him return to Adonai, and he will have mercy on him. Let him return to our God Eloheinu, for he will freely forgive. So the interesting thing about the wicked, it's not those who never knew the truth, who never walked that path. It's those who did but turned away. When he describes the wicked in Scripture, that's who he's referring to. That's who he's referring to. Those who knew the way knew him, but now have gone on a different path. Now, if you go back to verse 1 of chapter 55, when it says, all you who are thirsty, that's the condition right here. He's stating all. And that includes everybody, all who are thirsty. And if you're not thirsty, you won't come. We have to be thirsty. And guess who will put that thirst in you? Remember the woman at the well? And she asked, if you will give me this water so I don't have to keep coming here. It says, those who drink this water will never thirst again. Now, the interesting thing about that is kind of like an oxymoron. The more you drink from him, the more you want to drink from him. Yeah. It's never an end to it. You just want to continually drink from him. Then he goes on to say, you without money, come buy, eat. Come buy and eat. That Hebrew word buy is shabar, which means to exchange, to examine, to burst. To burst out. When they bring the grain, because it's talking about the grain, and they bring it to the threshing floor, and that millstone rolls over this grain, the seed bursts out from the hulls. And so, that's why sometimes when people are going through what they're going through, they burst out with joy. Because they understand the providence, they understand Yeshua and what he's up to. He's preparing us to be a blessing to others. But we have to go through the millstone, or under it, if you will, many times. But you know that, because when I first read this in the English, it says, come buy, but if you have no money, how do you buy? You know, we're taught in a society you've got to buy it with money or exchange something of value for something of value. And we've generally put value on money, right? Equal, hopefully, to the value of what we're wanting to purchase. The question is, are you willing to exchange your life for what he has for you? To surrender that completely. And that must, at one time, or will tell us to repent. To turn away from the world's ways. Turn away from our own understanding. Turning away from allowing our hearts to lead us instead of leading our hearts. Because Jeremiah said, the heart above all else is a wicked thing. And I'm not sure how much time I got. He goes on to say, yes, come buy wine and milk without money. In verse 1 of chapter 55. It's free. Interesting. What is milk? The word. The milk of the word. It nourishes you. Right? Yeah, you give babes in Messiah milk so they can grow, right? And then it talks about wine, which is a refreshing, which symbolizes the Spirit. As we mature, let the Spirit grow within you and allow him to refresh you, to be led by the Spirit, to be consumed by the Spirit. As alcohol will direct and consume you and can even dictate how you behave, let the Spirit do the same as what alcohol can do. I've got a few amens. Then he goes on to say, why spend money for what isn't food, your wages for what doesn't satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and you will eat well, and you will enjoy the fat of the land. Once again, you know, we talk about it all the time, Shema. Listen. But it says, listen carefully. If you really dig down and go into the Hebrew, diligently, this is your focus. Put it to practice. It's more than just take it in your ears And it's all good and well. Take it in your ears, get it to your heart, get it to your feet, and walk it out.
Amen. That's right.
That's what we need to do. So,
right.
You know, we need to get beyond this mentality that, quote unquote, the Old Testament prophets are just there to rebuke and warn.
Amen.
They do that, but they also exhort, they also encourage.
That's right.
Because they're speaking the very words of Yahweh. They're not just speaking from their own, you know, you would do well to do this. You know, happy is the man who follows the Torah. Happy is the woman who follows the Torah. You know, that word happy is not blessed as it's been translated, but you are very fortunate. You are on the right path. You are doing the right thing when you follow his ways. It does bring joy. Happy, 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 happy. Set your feet a-dancing. Amen.
Amen.
Well, then why aren't you dancing? Oh, we already did. Amen. Amen. So just, you know, when you begin to study the Haftorah portions going forward, just don't stick within the parameters of this verse and this verse. Continue reading. Even go back a few chapters and bring it forward and go beyond where it ends, because there's so much there. The thing is, after, you know, all the thing in how he's going to do this, this, and this to the other nations, and even Jerusalem, he comes along and says, but this is what you're going to look like when it's all said and done. You're going to be rebuked, of course. You're going to be corrected, but that's because I love you. But this is what I'm going to have you look like. And he always gives hope. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.